what we've discovered in the last few days is that some of the people who have attempted to use that visa, and when you have that visa, you can get out of the Rafah crossing from Gaza into Egypt. When you have that visa, you can get on a plane in order to come to Australia. And now we have report of Palestinian after Palestinian after Palestinian. The numbers are not completely clear. There could be 9, 10, 11, 12 so far, but the numbers may well become clearer over time, where the visa has been cancelled mid-journey.
Shame.
Shame.
These are people who cannot go back to Gaza because of the risk. They cannot stay in Egypt or Dubai because they have no legal status there. They have been marooned by the Australian government, which gave them the visas, gave them the confidence to spend their money on airfares, which is not negligible, to get on a plane and then be told, no, you have to get off, or you cannot get the connecting flight. This is an absolute crime against humanity, yes. And that's why we're here today.
Yes.
Now, the Refugee Action Collective has been going for more than 20 years, campaigning with refugees for the right of refugees, against mandatory detention, against offshore processing, against locking refugees up as successive governments have done. And normally our bread and butter is protesting for the refugees locked up on Nauru, or the refugees marooned in Papua New Guinea by Australian governments who have washed their hands of them. Or we're campaigning for the 14,000 refugees in Indonesia who cannot come to Australia because of government policy. But today we face a new crime against refugees, one I think none of us have ever seen before. A crime that says, yes, you can come to this country, and then at the last minute, slamming the door in their face.
Shame.
This is an act of cruelty. It's an act of bastardry. And I think we can go further and say this is an act of racism, because the same visas that have been issued to these Palestinian men and women and children are the same visas that were issued to those fleeing from the conflict in Ukraine. Does anybody here know of a single Ukrainian who had their visa cancelled while they were travelling to Australia? Of course not. But what we are seeing is a particular treatment of Palestinians. It reeks of racism. It adds to the shame of the Labour government who have supported Israel in their genocide, who refused to support the case in the International Court of Justice. Albanese is now facing the possibility of a case of abetting genocide in the International Criminal Court. And he does nothing to add to his reputation by treating Palestinian refugees in this absolutely shameful way. This morning, some of you will have heard this, Penny Wong has announced that Australia will lift its ban on aid to the United Nations aid organisation, UNRWA. It is a disgrace that that aid was ever frozen. It is a disgrace that Australia is one of the very last Western countries to reinstate that aid, long after the European Union, long after Canada. An absolute disgrace. And I don't like conspiracy theories as a rule, but the thought immediately flashed into my mind. They knew they would take heat from Zionists for reinstating the aid, with the slur that that aid is going to terrorism, an absolute lie. And I wonder whether they have decided to crack down on refugee visas as a way of deflecting attention away from the aid question. So all of us are here today, regardless of the background machinations of the government, to demand that these visas are restored, as it says on the banner, to demand that Palestinians, like all people fleeing from war, fleeing from oppression, are offered safe haven and protection in Australia. This is a rich country that spends money on helping Israel bomb Palestinians.
Shame!
It's about time. It's more than about time that this rich country opened its doors and made refugees fleeing from war and oppression welcome. And that's the spirit on which we, in which we meet here today outside the Department of Home Affairs.